Well, I hadn't started you off with the rooster in a while, so I thought today would be a good day to do so. Being a Friday morning, February the 1st. Isn't that hard to believe? We're already through the month of January. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" But I want us to focus on "for who maketh thee to differ" today. So today I want to ask you that question, and I want you to focus on the answer. In your life, who makes you different? You know, there's many ways that we are different from others. We're different in ethnicity. We're different in talents. We're different in social status. We're different in physical stature. There are many ways in which we are different. But who made you who you are? I want you to think about that. Who made you who you are? Who you are is a gift from God. God made you a unique individual. What a blessing it is for us to understand this morning that the God who hung the stars on nothing, the God who hung the stars on nothing, created you to add to his masterpiece of creation. Wow, what a blessing. But this morning I also want us to remember how different we are as men. As men, we are different than all of God's creation. We are different than the beasts of the field. They're alive, but they're not created in the image and likeness of God. We are different than angels. They are created beings, but they don't know the salvation that we have in Christ. 1 Peter states it like this in verse number 12, "Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into." So the angels don't understand this salvation and what we have and how God has made us to be recipients. God's made us recipients of salvation. God has made us different than the angels. We're different than the fallen angels also. How are we different than the fallen angels? Because God has provided a means for us to be redeemed. The fallen angels, they've sinned against God. There's no hope for them. They're reserved in chains of darkness forever. There's no redemption for fallen angels. So we're different. Who made thee to differ? Well, of course, God did. Even among men, if you are born again, you're different than other men. You have heard the Good Shepherd's voice, and you have followed him. Jesus said in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." This shows us how different we are. If you're born again, it shows you how different you are. You have heard the voice of the shepherd. He knows you, and you follow him. Stop and consider this for a little while today. The Good Shepherd knows you. And there's been so many times in my life that I have stopped and contemplated the fact that God knew me. He called me by name. There have been times I can remember at the brickyard where I used to work and just stop and contemplating. And I'd be walking down the aisle many times, for some reason, it seemed to happen sort of right in front of the dryer area, there where the restroom and the cafeteria was. You know, you stop and contemplate. I can remember looking up in the storage area and just thinking, God knows me. It's overwhelming to know that he knows me by name. He knows who I was, and yet he loved me. And I could go on and on talking about that, but let's move on. But God knows you. You're different than men because he knows you and you follow him. Let me read to you what John Gill has to say about that passage, "Who maketh thee to differ from another? But the grand distinction God has made among men lies in His special, distinguishing, and everlasting love to some and not to others, in His choice of them in Christ unto everlasting salvation, in the gift of them to Christ in the eternal covenant, in redemption of them by His blood, in His powerful and prevalent intercession for them, in God's effectual calling, in God's effectual calling of them by His grace, in His resurrection of them from the dead to everlasting life, by placing them at Christ's right hand, and their entrance into everlasting glory, when the distinction will be kept up, as in the above instances, throughout the endless ages of eternity, all which is owing not to any of man's, but to the free grace, sovereign will, and good pleasure of God. There are many benefits that God has given us, as John Gill described it there. His everlasting love, His choice of us, His redemption, His intercession, His effectual calling, our hope of the resurrection, now being promised to sit at the Father's right hand, the everlasting glory. All of those things are because of the distinguishing grace of God that He's given to us. Who makes you to differ? God makes you to differ from other men by giving you those gifts. So today I want you to understand, who made you to differ? God has. God has made a difference in your life as His child. You are different. You're a special people, a peculiar people unto God. Be thankful today that God has made you to be different than the world. So today, Lord, as we come to You in prayer, I thank You that You have made a difference in us. We cannot glory in the pastor who preached the message to us as those in Corinth were. We are Your children because of Your choice of us and Your eternal purposes. Lord, we cannot glory in the gifts which we have, whether it's wealth or whether it's position or whether it's gifts to be a minister. You have given it all to us. Like You said in the text, what do we have that we did not receive? Lord, we've gained it all. You've given it all to us. So Lord, we thank You today for all Your work in us to make us Your children, children of Your kingdom, and working in us and continuing to work in us to make us a holy people unto You. Lord, we know this is only possible because of the redemption which we have in Christ Jesus. Thank You for the redemption that we have in the blood of Your Son, Jesus. Lord, I pray that we will love You more as we see Your work in us and You making us different as Your people. Thank You, God, for that difference. And may we always live for You, recognizing who makes us the difference. Lord, You have. Thank You for that gift. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And so today, remember who made you to differ. God did. What a blessing. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark saying, have a great day.